Welcome friends to Literature Mantra, I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll discuss psychoanalytic literary theory or psychoanalytic criticism. Now, whenever we read about psychoanalytic criticism, the name of Sigmund Freud comes to mind. Okay? But even before I explain that, let me tell you that psychoanalytic criticism comes from psychoanalysis and which in turn comes from the field of psychology. So first of all, what is psychoanalysis? See, as a definition, psychoanalysis is a system of psychological theory and therapy, okay? Not just theory but also therapy that aims to treat mental disorders by investigating the interaction of conscious and unconscious elements in the mind, in the human mind, okay? So, it is a system of psychological theory and therapy that aims to treat mental disorders by investigating the interaction of conscious and unconscious elements in the human mind. So, psychoanalytic criticism applies the principles of psychoanalysis to the study of and to the analysis of literature. So, in this criticism, there will be an exploration of the unconscious motivations and desires of both the author and the characters within a literary work. So, the emphasis is not just on the conscious motivation but also on the unconscious motivation. So, unconscious motivation can also include unconscious desires, unconscious fears of both the authors as well as the characters, and later on it is also extended to readers. So first of all, let's understand the core principles of psychoanalytic criticism as elaborated by Sigmund Freud. And after Sigmund Freud, other theorists like Jacques Lacan, Carl Jung, Harold Bloom, all of these are important. And afterwards we'll also have a look at what are the aims of psychoanalytic criticism. Now keep in mind that whenever I say psychoanalytic criticism, you can also say psychoanalytic literary criticism. It's the same thing. Now first of all, the key ideas of Sigmund Freud. Sigmund Freud said that the human psyche can be divided in three parts. Id, then ego, then superego. Three parts of the psyche he talked about. So what is the difference between the three? See, on one extreme we have the id, that is governed by instincts, or the pleasure principle. On the other extreme, or on the other side, we have the superego. The superego basically has internalized the societal standards that we all are expected to live by. We all are expected to follow. The societal standards of morality, of ethics, of behavior. And in the middle, is the ego. So, ego basically negotiates between the two extremes and chooses a middle path. So, a kind of rational mediator hai ye, ego. And Sigmund Freud said that the dreams that we see, are just symbolic expressions of unconscious wishes. And when writers write literature, it is just a kind of expression of their unconscious wishes. Along with this, Sigmund Freud talked about the Oedipus complex. And what is the Oedipus complex? See, broadly speaking, Oedipus complex says that children experience unconscious sexual desires for the parent of the opposite sex. So, a male child experiencing love for his mother and a female child experiencing love for her father. So, unconscious sexual desire for the parent of the opposite sex combined with rivalry with the same sex parent. So, on one hand, a male child, as per the Oedipus complex, a male child experiences love for his mother and a kind of rivalry and enmity for his father. Child, not a grown-up child, but a small child. So, ise kehte hain Oedipus complex. After that, the idea of the unconscious, within quotes, the unconscious. And what Sigmund Freud means by the unconscious is that the mind of human beings, is composed of conscious and unconscious levels, with the unconscious housing the repressed desires, fears, as well as memories. So, suppose any XYZ person, has some kind of desire. If the desire is prohibited by societal standards, that feeling will be repressed in the unconscious mind. Later on in his life, that feeling may get expressed in different forms, in slips of tongue, in the writings that he writes, or maybe in his behavior. Though that person may be doing things in an unintentional way, yet those repressed emotions, those repressed desires in his mind are constantly making him do all of that. So this is the relevance and the importance of the repressed desires, fears or memories that are there in the unconscious mind. ठीक है. सो कीप इन माइंड दैट फ्रॉम एन एग्जाम पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू दे कैन आस्क यू डायरेक्ट क्वेश्चंस ऑन व्हाट इज ईडिपस कॉम्प्लेक्स, व्हाट इज द डिफरेंस बिटवीन इड ईगो एंड सुपर ईगो, व्हाट इज द अनकॉन्शियस एंड व्हाट इज द रेलेवेंस ऑफ ड्रीम्स. ठीक है, ड्रीम्स जो सपने देखते हैं हम लोग, व्हाट इज द रेलेवेंस ऑफ दैट. सी एज पर दिस थ्योरी, ठीक है, ड्रीम्स आर बेसिकली सिंबॉलिक एक्सप्रेशंस ऑफ अनकॉन्शियस विशेस. ठीक है, सो सपोज इफ देयर इज अ रिप्रेस्ड डिजायर और सम फियर, ठीक है, और सम मेमोरी, सम एक्स वाई जेड पर्सन, ठीक है, मे नॉट डायरेक्टली एंगेज इन दोज एक्शंस दैट आर प्रोहिबिटेड बाय सोसाइटल स्टैंडर्ड्स, बट व्हेन दैट पर्सन इज स्लीपिंग ही मे गेट सम काइंड ऑफ ड्रीम इन विच सम बैड थिंग ही इज डूइंग. सपोज दैट पर्सन और दैट एक्स वाई जेड पर्सन हैज सम एनमिटी विद सम थर्ड पर्सन. ठीक है, मान लो किसी से किसी की दुश्मनी है. नाउ एज पर द लॉज दैट एग्जिस्ट इन एनी सोसाइटी, किलिंग और मर्डरिंग एनीबडी इज प्रोहिबिटेड. ठीक है, तो क्या होगा, ड्रीम देखेगा वो, इन दैट ड्रीम ही विल मर्डर और किल दैट पर्सन, किल दैट थर्ड पर्सन. सो दिस इज द रेलेवेंस ऑफ ड्रीम्स इन साइकोएनालिटिक क्रिटिसिज्म. ड्रीम्स आर अ काइंड ऑफ मैनिफेस्टेशन ऑफ द रिप्रेस्ड मेमोरीज, रिप्रेस्ड डिजायर्स, रिप्रेस्ड फियर्स. ठीक है,